Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. On January 30th, we will commemorate the 53rd anniversary of the death of French composer Francis Poulenc, who died of heart failure on January 30th, 1963. The website MusicSalesClassical.com says this about Poulenc. One of the great melodists of the 20th century, Poulenc was largely self-taught as a composer. In the early 1920s, he belonged to the Paris-based group of composers Les Six, who led the neoclassical movement, rejecting the overstated emotion of Romanticism. Following the death of a close friend in the 1930s, Poulenc rediscovered his Roman Catholic faith and replaced the ironic nature of neoclassicism with a newfound spiritual depth. By his own admission, Poulenc was no revolutionary, yet the transparent simplicity of much of his output, particularly his vocal and chamber music, places it alongside the finest of the century. The selection we have now is the Concerto for Organ, Strings, and Timpani in G minor. Poulenc composed this in 1938, about 2 years after the death of his friend Pierre-Octave Ferrod, which led Poulenc to rediscover his Catholic faith. The concerto was commissioned by Princess Edmond de Polignac. Poulenc had never composed for organ before, but with some help from Maurice Durufle, he learned about the instrument and composed this concerto for the princess. Our organist today is Olivier Latry, who is playing an organ we featured last week, the Fred J. Cooper Memorial Dobson Pipe Organ at the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Orchestra, which performs at the Kimmel Center, accompanies Latry on this recording.
Thank you.
You're listening to At the Organ.
Music critic Claude Rostan described Poulenc's music by saying, "In Poulenc there is something of a monk and something of a rascal," referring to Poulenc's ability to gravitate between the forces of light and darkness in his music. In 1934, Poulenc composed this piece, Villanelle for Pipe and Organ. This recording features Simon Numinski playing the 2007 Matthew Copley pipe organ at St. Mary's Metropolitan Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. And a special thanks to Pro Organo for music featured on today's show. For the best in classical organ music, visit proorgano.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the Foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.